Welcome to Managing AML. I am Dr. Guillermo García Manero, and I'm live at the 61st ASH Conference in Orlando, Florida. Today, I will be reviewing Abstract 2652, which reported on a phase 3 randomized study known as PRIMULA of the epigenetic combination of prasinostat, a panhistone deacetylase inhibitor with azacitidine in patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia and fit for standard intensive chemotherapy. This is a very important study. The study actually was based on an initial phase 2 trial that we conducted at MD Anderson in patients with AML with azacitidine and prasinostat that resulted in a high response rate and durability of these responses. Therefore, this phase 3 study is trying to prove that the addition of prasinostat to azacitidine will improve outcomes, both response and survival, in patients with AML. Prasinostat is a second, third generation HDAC inhibitor with an excellent toxicity profile that has demonstrated significant activity in patients with acute myelogenous leukemia. The study is a very ambitious multi-country study, combining azacitidine with prasinostat in this randomized fashion. Patients are with acute myelogenous leukemia. They are non-eligible for intensive chemotherapy. And this is based basically on being older than 75 years of age or patients that are younger with a protocol-defined comorbidities. As I mentioned, this is a very large study. We plan to enroll close to 500 patients. Then randomization is 1-to-1, meaning one arm prasinostat azacitidine and the other placebo with azacitidine. So this is important to emphasize that this arm contains a placebo, so therefore the data will be quite significant. And the study will open at around 140 study centers worldwide, in basically every continent. And the randomization criteria is based on cytogenetic classification and ECOG performance. The standard therapy is given with the azacitidine with 28-day cycles, 7 days administration of azacitidine, whereas the prasinostat is given orally as a 60 milligram capsule every day, 3 times a week for 3 weeks with a week of rest to allow to recover from some of the HDAC-related toxicities. The primary endpoint of this study is survival, with secondary endpoints that are classic in terms of efficacy, morphological, cytogenetic complete remissions, and of course, rate of transfusion dependency and toxicity profile of these combinations. Enrollment is open to the PRIMULA study as of July 2019, and of note, 257 patients have been randomized to this trial. I will be reviewing Abstract 846. Which reported on the pharmacokinetic exposure equivalence and preliminary efficacy and safety from a randomized crossover phase 3 study known as ASCERTAIN of an oral hypomethylating agent, ASTX727, compared to IV decitabine in patients with MDS and CMML. AS727 is a combination of cidazuridine with decitabine and is a total oral formulation. As the audience knows, the hypomethylating agents are the standard of care for patients with myelodysplastic syndrome and CMML. We have two of those agents, decitabine and azacitidine, and they need to be given either IV or subcutaneous, respectively, for multiple days every month on a chronic type of basis. An oral compound with the same clinical activity and safety profile will be a major benefit for our patients with MDS and AML and potentially other myeloid alterations. So the study known as ASCERTAIN is a very important phase 3 trial that can result actually in the regulatory approval of this particular compound for patients with MDS and CMML. As I mentioned earlier, this is a combination of an oral cytidine deaminase inhibitor with oral decitabine, and the data that will be presented will clearly confirm that the PK exposure, mainly the pharmacokinetic profile of this compound, is virtually identical to that of IV decitabine. In this study, mainly done in North America, we treated 138 patients with MDS and or CMML. The patients were randomized to two schedules. In one, the patient received first the IV form, followed by the oral form on the second cycle. In the other arm was basically the reverse. And then on the third cycle of therapy, patients went on to receive all oral decitabine or the ESTX727. This is very important because basically it allows for intra-patient calculation of PK and PD exposure in terms of just doing whole cohort analysis. So the data from this study is quite robust. The patient characteristics were similar to what you will expect in the label of IV decitabine. The arms were very well randomized in terms of high risk, low risk, CMML, and MDS, and basically reflects the fact that the absorption of oral ASTX727 is 99% similar to that of IV decitabine, confirming prior data that we presented on prior phase two and phase one studies in multiple presentations and papers. So this is a very important development. This compound actually is safe with a very low rate of GI toxicity, an adverse event profile identical to IV decitabine, and an effect on global DNA methylation that is again similar if not identical to that of IV decitabine. The follow-up of this phase three study is very short, around 5 months, but we're seeing clinical activity similar to what you will expect with IV decitabine. So in summary, this very important study has met its primary endpoint, that was basically the comparison of the PK profile of IV versus oral decitabine, and we believe this is going to be a very important part of our clinical armamentarium for patients with MDS, CMML, and in the future, potentially other leukemias. Thank you very much for your attention.